USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden's campaign says the Democratic presidential nominee tested negative for coronavirus on Sunday. Biden, holding a rally in the battleground state of Florida and also participating in a town hall with Florida voters. The second of three presidential debates also set for Florida. Simone Sanders, Biden campaign senior advisor, says the former vice president will be there.
We are looking forward to the debate on October 15th in Miami. It's a town hall, and as you know, Vice President Biden loves a good town hall, and we are hoping that President Trump can participate. We're hoping that he's medically able to participate, and you know, that's up to his doctors to clear him, but Joe Biden will be at that debate.
Sanders speaking there on CNN. President Trump's physician, Dr. Sean Conley, says the president is feeling well and could be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center as early as today. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Attorney General Bill Barr is self-quarantining after attending a White House event with officials who now have the coronavirus. The Justice Department says Barr has taken 4 coronavirus tests since Friday and all have been negative. Barr attended the White House event to announce a new Supreme Court justice. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has shortened his scheduled trip to Asia after President Trump tested positive for COVID-19. Pompeo is fourth in line to succeed the president behind Vice President Mike Pence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Pompeo has tested negative twice for COVID-19 and says he's feeling fine. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom set to hold a news conference at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, giving an update on wildfires and the coronavirus response efforts in California. California wildfires have burned more than 4 million acres in what's already a record-setting fire season. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Supreme Court opens a new 9-month term on Monday following the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and amid a Senate confirmation battle over her successor. The return to work for 8 justices comes as Republicans inch closer to securing a conservative majority on the high court. And Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, says some folks are not happy about that.
The left is losing their minds right now with this vacancy is that they feel their hammer lock on the court is in danger of slipping away. And it's about power. It's about power to control America without actually having to convince voters. I mean, the hard left views most American voters as ignorant rubes. They think we're too dumb to govern ourselves, and our elitist betters should set the rules for us. And it's that's really what drives, I think, their rage in this context.
Actor Thomas Jefferson Byrd, known for his roles in Spike Lee films, has been shot and killed in Atlanta. Police responding to a call, finding the 70-year-old Byrd unresponsive with multiple gunshot wounds in his back. Responding paramedics pronouncing him dead at the scene on the city's southwest side where he lived. Remembrances coming in for Byrd across the nation. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.